I was extremely optimistic, and that's why I'm in a state of shock today. The news came through that the funding application for the leisure centre had been unsuccessful. The fund itself had specified swimming pools as one of the targets we wanted to achieve. It specified shovel-ready projects, and Buncanna Leisure Centre was one of only two swimming pools in the state with full planning permission that had applied. This seemed to be lined up perfect for us. The council had brought an architect, got the swimming pool designed, they got a consultant to put it through such a detailed application, and somehow, and somebody from government needs to explain why they've rejected us, because it will not be accepted by the people of Buncanna, who are absolutely outraged today at this decision.
You've been speaking to council officials, and they too had an expectation that the news today would be more positive.
I think there was optimism, widespread optimism, because the application was so detailed. It was put together in such a professional manner. It had letters of support from community groups throughout in Inishowen, and it met every bit of criteria that this fund had set out to achieve. So I think we're the victim, once again, of political geography and decisions to be made to look after those further down south. When you see the likes of Daly Mount Football Club, you see Dalkey GAA or Dalkey United getting funding, yet Inishowen, again, not a penny set up here where it is so badly needed, and I just think it's an absolutely disgraceful decision.
You have previously said that you were hoping that the Leisure Centre project would be joined in with the major shorefront works that are due to take place, and there's a major project working there. Could it be that the government is looking toward that funding stream to run the leisure centre rather than the sports capital funding, and that there'll be more positive news coming once the details of that shorefront project are fleshed out?
Well, look, we'll go back. That's going to be our fallback position. Plan B is to get it back in with the shorefront development, and hopefully, look, we throw everything we can at it to get it included and get the funding over line here. But it doesn't take away from this decision. This is at the very least set us back by a year, if not more. So this was the fund that seemed perfectly tailored for our leisure centre. But look, we will explore every other opportunity. We'll put it in with the shorefront, but it's just a very, very disappointing day today.